Hey everybody, this is Kurt, and this is the MFG Cast. Hey everyone, Kurt here, solo today, bringing you some board game goodness. Today, we're going to be talking about Burned by Stone Circle Games. Okay, so now you're thinking to yourself, okay, wait a minute, didn't we already talk about this game? Well, you know what? We're going to do something unprecedented. I'm actually going to be talking about this game again. The reason is because the first go-around, Thorn Circle Games and the creator John Moffitt of this game, they couldn't quite meet the mark as far as their Kickstarter goes. Now, I know that's terrible that I even pointed it out, but it's just is what it is. I'm going to call it bad timing. But this go-around, I think, is going to be a little bit better. They kind of shrunk their goal. They cleaned up some things, made things better, added some things to the game, and hopefully you're going to get a better experience. As far as what I have is I have a prototype of the game, so it doesn't include all of the people for the agency. It doesn't include some of the items. I'm pretty sure that you're going to get it with the full game, but I'm going to just kind of go over about what I have here. And the reason for wanting to do another episode kind of focusing on a game, which we've kind of never done before, as far as a Kickstarter goes, is the fact that we've had more time to play this now. So I feel like we've got a better, maybe not a better, but maybe a different outlook on the game. So this is a two-player game. It plays 10 to 20 minutes, or actually 15 to 20 minutes, and it plays ages 10 and up. Like I said before, John Moffitt is the creator of this game, and artwork is done by, oh my goodness, I am so sorry, whoever you are, Mr. Artist, I'm going to completely murder your name, so apologies if I don't get this correctly. Obasan Ogunke. Ogunki, I am so sorry if I got your name wrong. I have a very terrible last name, so I am very empathetic to having my name butchered all the time, so I'm sorry if I got your name wrong. And graphic design is Aaron Wood. So let's just get right into it. So I'm gonna tell you a little bit of how to play the game, and then I'm gonna tell you kind of about like what we kind of experienced in our second go-around of playing this game and kind of talking to y'all about this game on its second go-around on Kickstarter. So, to play the game, you will either decide if you're going to be a burned asset or the agency. So, like I said, it's a two-player game. You picked which side you're going to be on. So, basically what this game is a cat and mouse game of, if you know anything of, like, some, like, action shows and stuff like that, sometimes they'll have, like, there's like the CIA, and then there's always the burned asset that used to be working for the company and then somehow found a way to get in trouble with the agency, so they're going to burn them, which means they're going to try to take them out. And in this game, what you're trying to do is if you're the burned asset, you're trying to get rid of the director of the agency, and if you're the agency, you're trying to get rid of the burned asset. And how you do that is by kind of running, sneaking, aiming, using things at your disposal. So, as far as setup goes, you're going to be setting up certain locations depending upon the icons on the card. So, one of the things that I really like that they updated is they put icons on the bottom of each like place card, and you're going to pick which symbol you want to use, whether it's the palm tree or the martini glass or the shark, and you're going to take all of that card, those places that say city on them, and you're going to put them out on your table. So for like the first game, I ended up putting out I use the palm tree. So that's locations. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There's 11 locations. That's quite a few locations. And then each location has a certain color and also has a letter or letters on them. So what that means is that when the agency people or your burn agent are going to be moving around these parts of the city or whatever, they are actually going to be going either what they call adjacent, which is your matching letter for letter or color for color, or you are running, which means you can run wherever you want on the board, but that also means that you're more apt to be found and harmed more that way. So, you know, moving around the board is, like I said, you're either moving letter to letter or you're using color. So, like, with this, like, blue color here, they've got, what I'm looking at here, they've got a canal, a dam, a barge, and a lock. So, what that means is that when you're going adjacent, that means you can take your character, whether it be your burn agent or your agency, and you can move. If you're sneaking, you can move from one blue card to another blue card, which is the locations, and you're still sneaking. Okay. There's also like a central card, which is the plaza, which has all the letters, and they're labeled from A to D. So at any point, if you're like, say, I'm still on these blue cards and I want to go somewhere else that I want to sneak, the only other way I can really sneak is to go to this plaza here. So that's another option. And then if I want to run, then I'd have to run to the other letters. So to the A, to the B, and the D. So like in this example, I've got 3 B cards, I've got 1 A card, and I've got 2 D cards. So if I want to run, I can run that way, but then I have to turn my card. So my certain characters actually have sides on them that actually tell you what you're doing. So like one side is sneak, one side is run, another on the top it says overwatch, and on the bottom it says stunned for the agency people. And I'll kind of go through some of that and what that means. So once you have all of your cities set up and you know kind of what you're working with, then is you're going to have the setup for the burned asset. So first thing you're going to do is you're going to choose a kit, which means you're going to choose your weapons of choice. So there's things from flashbang grenade to like binoculars to a trauma kit to a knife to a pistol. Like there's all kinds of things that either help harm or help distract or help reveal certain agents as you're playing the game. So they have certain kits that you can actually take that they have listed for you. Or what you can do is you can actually do your own custom kit, and they have categories of things, and you can take one card from each of those categories plus an extra card. So basically, you're going to end up having 7 cards total for your kit. And then what you're going to be doing is you're going to be choosing 2 active equipment to have during your game, and then eventually you're going to be able to choose 1 to be able to use during your turn, but we'll talk about that a little later. And then as the burned asset for the setup, then you're supposed to pick yourself a starting location that's not the Grove, because that's where the agency is going to be starting. So you take one of you actually have a bunch of location cards that you'll use at the beginning of the game because you know exactly where the locations are, and you're going to secretly put one of your location cards, you're going to put it on your card as far as if you're going to sneak or run. And remember, if you run, there's an easier chance for you to get hit, or sneak, there's going to be a harder chance for you to get hit. And so you decide where you're going to put that, and you put that card on your location, or you put that location card on the burn asset side that either says sneak or run. The agency, what you do with the agency is you're actually going to choose 7 agents, and you're going to be placing them hidden at the Grove. So we're always, for the agency, you're always starting at the Grove. So the burned asset actually knows where you're going to be starting. You'll get to move first as the agency, but that's where you're kind of starting. So the burned asset already kind of has a little bit of a leg up on you. Okay. Then during your turns, first goes the agency and then the burned asset. So as the agency, what you're going to be doing as you're taking your turns, you're going to be moving or overwatching your agents. You're going to be searching locations with those agents, and then you're going to be refreshing them. So during your turn, what you're going to be doing is you're going to take the 7 agents that you have at the Grove, and you're going to decide what you want to do with them. So like I said before, you can either take the cards and you can put them in the certain areas of the city or whatever, but you have to decide what you want to do. Again, it's going to be a lot easier for the burned asset to get you if you're running, or by sneaking, it's probably going to be a little easier for you to get around and not be harmed. So what you decide to do is you decide to do that. Anytime you don't move any of your agents, you're going to be putting what's called an Overwatch token on them. So we've got these cute little tokens where it's like a blue like eye with a little target inside the eyeball or whatever. And anytime you put that on one of the areas where your agent is doing Overwatch, that means if at any time if the burned asset actually moves into that Overwatch spot, they're instantly revealed to be in that spot, and they're going to be harder, or they're going to be easier to take out, basically. So you have to kind of be careful as a burned asset to kind of know where you're going. Another way that you can be that locations can be revealed as you're there is when when the burned asset actually gets hit. So you'll put that hit token on the card for that city, and it'll keep them revealed as well. So you have to be careful there. Okay, with the agency, then you're going to be searching locations. So once you have all of your agents set up, then you're going to be searching these locations for that burned asset. So one by one, you're actually going to be taking your hand or whatever, and you're just going to be pointing at certain locations, and the burned asset is going to tell you if they're in that location or not. So without revealing anything, unless you're actually in that spot. So you'll have that location card on the burnt asset that tells them where they're at. But if there's at any point where there's no cards that have anything that are no cards that, or if at any point the agencies aren't in a spot where the burnt asset is, they don't have to reveal where they're actually at. So that's awesome. But if they do, then what's going to happen is that you're going to reveal the burned asset's location if one of the agencies are there. And then what's going to happen is for the agency, depending upon however many agents are in that area where the burned asset is, you're actually going to be taking you're going to be taking the combat card. So there's 4 hit cards and there's 3 miss cards. So what you're going to be doing is you're actually going to be taking the combat cards, you're going to be shuffling them up, you're going to be putting them in a pile, and then what's going to happen is the agency is going to take that many combat cards as however many agents are in that area. So like, say I only have one of my agents, I'm only going to take 1 card. If I have 3 agents in that area, I'm going to take 3. And then what you're going to do is you're going to draw that many cards, depending upon however many of those agents are there, and you're going to flip it over and see what happens. A hit will take one of the hit tokens and put it on that location, like I talked before, and it'll also reveal where they're at, but you already kind of know once you've gotten hit there. Another thing to remember, too, is that the burned asset can take 4 hits before they are eliminated from the game. The end of the game for the burned asset, like I said before, is to take out the director, and the director only needs 1 hit to be taken out, so you have to be careful there. So, like I said, if the burned asset gets hit, that token, depending upon however many hits it takes, goes on that card, and they stay on the card for the rest of the game. And then once that is taken care of, you figure out if the burned asset has gotten killed, then that means the game is over and the agency wins. If they didn't, then what's going to happen is the agency moves on to the refresh agents. That is a thing where if they get stunned, you actually can refresh them. That is something I have not talked about yet, so I will talk about that here in a moment once we talked about stunned agents. Now that the agents have all taken their turn, now it's the time for the burned asset to take their turn. So what's going to happen is what I talked about before in the setup is that the burned asset got to take 2 equipment cards out of their hand and put them down to use. And during your turn, the first action you're going to take as a burned asset is you're going to use one of those active equipment. So, you know, say I'm just going to pick one out of random and I'm going to say I pick the knife. So what the knife says is it says reveal your location. So with this one, you're actually revealing your location where you're at because this is kind of a melee attack. So obviously, if you're using a knife and you're up close to somebody, you're obviously going to be revealing your location because you're holding a knife, obviously, you know. And then it says then target, and it says in two and has a two in parentheses, which I'll talk about, an agent at your location. So at any time when something has a parentheses and it has a number in it, that means that's how many combat cards you're taking. So with the knife, you're doing a little bit more damage because you're in melee and you're right up close. So that gives you two times to hit. Now with the agency characters, they're basically a one and done. They're a one hit and you're gone, which kind of makes sense because the burnt asset, you want to have have them take a little more damage because they're one. And with the agency, you're always using five agents. You're always using seven agents. So you always want to make sure that's balanced. So it just makes sense that they take one damage and they're done. So what I'd be doing is, for this knife attack, I'd be taking the two combat cards. I would look at them, and I would, if I got a hit, then I would actually take them out. So, like, I actually did this randomly just now, and I pulled out a miss and a hit. So, obviously, I hit. I actually take out that person. It actually, unless these agents are revealed, which can happen during the game, they won't get revealed at all unless they are taken out. So, like, this one, I just used the knife. I used it on somebody, and then I go, well, I'm going to show you that I took out an operative. So that would take the operative out of the game, and they would be done. So then the agency would be down to six people now. Again, your goal is to always get the director, so you can always kind of whittle down all the agents, or if you have like a good like feeling about trying to get to the director right away, you can always do that as well. There's a lot of strategy to that. Once you've used your active equipment, then what you're going to be doing is you're going to be moving and aiming. So like moving is kind of what I talked about before, moving by sneaking, either using sneak to move to an adjacent spot, which is the same letter or same color. You can use the run action, which means you can go to something that's not technically adjacent. So it's not adjacent to another letter or whatever. And then you'd have to move it to its run side, so you know that they're running, so it's a little easier for them to get hit. And then you're using the aim action. So with the burned asset, they have an aim action, which actually helps them a little bit more during the game, because some of these weapons that you can use during the game actually use aim as a positive to be able to take people down easier, which makes sense. Again, if you're thinking about a spy movie and someone's trying to use a sniper rifle to take somebody out, obviously you'd want to aim before you fire, that kind of thing. So like an example is, let me look at where there's an aim spot here. There's an aim. Okay. So with the bolt action sniper rifle, which I kind of alluded to, the sniper rifle, it says you can target two. So that means using two combat cards and add an agent at your aim location, or you can just target any one running agent. So this one makes a little more sense as far as being able to aim, because then you're using two combat cards to try to take out an agent instead of one. So what aim does is that's going to actually be used not for this turn that the burnt asset's currently on, but it's going to be for the next turn, basically. So what's going to happen is you're going to take another location card. You're going to put it on that aim card or that aim spot on the top of your burned asset. You're going to put that there, but you're also going to pick another location that you move to and put it on the site like I talked to too. So you're going to have two locations there, one for aiming and one for moving. And then after you're done with that, then you're going to be taking all of your equipment back into your hand as the burn asset, and you're going to take two new cards to put face down to be able to use the next time you go on your turn. Now, the interesting thing about that is that you never know quite how the agency is going to work. So sometimes it's almost kind of a guessing game. Like, okay, I see that the agency is at the plaza here, and then if they move, they can sneak to the terrace because those match the letters or whatever. So they're, you know, you could be like, okay, so I think they're going to go there. So I could probably aim there to take out that person. But what if, you know, what if they're over here too? So like, maybe I will get away from this location, because if at any time the burned asset is in the same location as the agency, it's going to reveal that burned asset. So it's always that, you know, you want to worry about trying to stay out of that cat and game, or it's still got that cat and mouse feel to it where you have to just kind of be careful. Okay, now that you kind of know how the game is kind of played, let's talk about some of the agents that you can actually play with. So I'm going to be talking about strictly about the ones that I have for the prototype. There are going to be some added things for the game itself now that it's on Kickstarter and when you receive it once it gets funded. So the things that we don't have are like, there's like a highly trained dog called the canine, there's an informant, and there's a kill team, which I don't have. Oh, and a spy too, which is cool. That's cool. But the ones that I do have are certain things here. So I've got what I talked about before. So a bunch of agents that are in this deck are called the operatives. They don't have any special abilities, but they can basically use using one combat card to try to help take out the burned asset. This game also comes with what's called a spotter. The spotter actually doesn't use any combat, but if at any time the burned asset actually kills the spotter, they actually take a hit of damage. So basically what the spotter is they're part of a like secret sniper team. So what the spotter is doing is just trying to like point out like, oh, there he is. And then if at any point the burned asset makes a move on him to kill him, then the sniper team actually gets a damage on him, which also reveals a location and keeps that location out. So it, kind of how I talked about before with like the Overwatch tokens. If any time the agents are not overwatching and they decide to sneak or run to another spot, you're taking these Overwatch tokens out. But if you keep the Overwatch as some of those people from the agency and the hits on those certain locations, the burned asset is going to have a harder time getting around, because if they go to those spots that have the Overwatch token or the hit token, they're going to be revealed. So you have to kind of be careful about where you go that way. All right, so back to talking about the extra couple of other characters that I have here with the agency. So the cool thing with the body double is that he kind of is, well, the cool thing, I suppose for this game, but not in real life, is that he helps protect the director, basically. So at any time with the body double, if the director is killed and the body double is still hidden, what you actually do is you reveal the body double and the director, you relocate the director to the body double's location, and then you kill the body double instead, keeping the director alive. So that kind of helps you get basically a second life if you're the director. But then, the thing that sucks is that then the director is completely wide open to be taken out. And then the director, the only special thing for the director is that they are the boss of everybody, obviously, and the way for the burned asset to win the game is to take out the director. So those are the few that I have there. So I'll talk about a couple of the cards that we weren't able to play as far as the prototype goes. So with the canine can actually patrol and sniff out hidden traps. The informant can help find the burned asset, but at any time if it's revealed, then it actually runs away. With the kill team, they are actually revealed for the whole game. And at any time if they're killed by the burned asset, they would actually take a wound there. So that is pretty cool. And then with the spy is immune to much of the burn's equipment and then has ability to shut down their combat options, which I think is pretty cool. So unfortunately, we didn't get to play with all the cool, fun things, but playing this game, there's a lot of fun things to do with it. I love the strategy of the cat and mouse. I think me and Tracy playing this again it was nice to be able to do it because I think we played, I think Tracy said that when we played, we only played as one and then not the other. So like, I think I played the Burned Asset for a few games and Tracy played the Agency, where when we flipped the roles, we actually did it the opposite. So she was the Burned Asset and I was the Agency. And I love both ways of playing that game because I feel like there's so much strategy for it, you know, and it's good and it's balanced. I do applaud John Moffitt and Stone Circle Games for making this seem like it's going to be really hard for the Burn Asset to win. But if you have the right strategy with the right equipment and you're making the right moves, sometimes it's kind of a guessing game, but you can take people out pretty easily and win the game. I decided to, as our first game of this second prototype, playing it as the Agency, I decided to try to get my director out in front of things to get him away from stuff so it wouldn't alert Tracy to the fact that I would be just sitting in the grove where we start. Because, you know, you can easily like send a bunch of agents out to certain spots and then be like, we're going to keep the director in the grove and we're going to, you know, be able to protect him by spreading out. Well, sometimes I feel like that doesn't work because, again, he's just kind of the director is just kind of a sitting duck. So why would you do that? You know, that kind of thing. But in doing so, Tracy had kind of like really, I don't think she figured it out, but she had gotten kind of lucky and she like almost immediately killed my director. And I was like, whoa, I already lost the game. Cool. You know, that kind of thing. And then one of the other games that we played, what I did is I decided I wanted to move the body double around and keep the director in the grove and see what happened. And it was kind of back and forth and back and forth for quite a while, actually. And then I think I actually, towards the end, just... No, she actually ended up taking me out. So she ended up finding a way to take out the body double, which alerted the director where he was at as well. Because even if the body double is eliminated, you still have to reveal the director because he's the only one that looks like himself now or themselves. So, like, I ended up just barely losing at the end where Tracy thought she was going to end up just, you know, getting hit so many times because I think I ended up giving her 3 out of the 4 hits. So she only needed one more. And every time she was looking at combating some of my agents, she would get a lot of misses. And she's like, that's all I'm pulling is misses and misses and misses. And then towards the end, she just kept hitting and hitting and hitting. And it just depends upon the equipment that you have here. So like, I'll talk about some more of the equipment here. So like the taser says, reveal your location, then reveal and stun an agent at your location. So going back to the fact that some of the agents can be stunned. So what that does is the taser basically reveals who it is and it puts them in the stunned position. So that means that the next turn, they're going to be easier to take out, possibly, if the burnt asset uses the right weapons. So even though the next time the agency comes up, towards the end of their turn, they can refresh their agents by turning them back to their ready position or whatever, they're still revealed, so you know who they are. So now you have to kind of like, okay, what do I want to do if I'm, you know, if I'm the, like, say they stun the director or whatever, what's like, okay, crap. Now I have to figure out a way to maneuver it to where they can either take like my operative out instead or something like that, you know, or, you know, I got to find a way to do something else to kind of back the burnt asset into a corner, basically. So, you know, there's a lot of different things you can do. There's also traps for the burned asset. So it's this decoy is, if this is not your current location, you may immediately set it as your aim location. So that one's kind of a fun one too, because then it's one of those things where as soon as somebody comes into that location, they're trapped and you can aim to get them hurt. You know, there's another one, which I thought was pretty fun in here. Where is this one? Smoke bomb. With the smoke bomb, what you can do is you can turn all agents in Overwatch, which means that they're in those spots looking to see if they can see people, to sneak and then remove all of the Overwatch tokens from all locations. So that's awesome. and then remove the card from the game. So it's like, it's one of those that you use one time and you get rid of it, but you're getting rid of all of what's been seen, except for the hits. The hits stay on there, and then those are still ones that you could still be seen at. But these Overwatch tokens can go away then, and it'll be a little bit easier for the burn asset to get away or to be able to take out the agency. So there's a lot of good strategy in this. Again, like I said, playing this the second time was fun because we got to play it a couple of different ways. We tried different strategies. I think that the be able to sneak and then be able to run is interesting because, again, it's a way that you can, you know, if you want to get a quick getaway, that's great, but you're going to be more susceptible to getting hit. And then if there is, you know, if you're sneaking, then maybe it's going to be an easier way to get through. But that's not necessarily true, just depending upon, you know, where the burned asset is aiming or where the agency is spreading out or not spreading out. So there's a lot of good back and forth here. I just really enjoy it. I know that Tracy had a good time. I think the first time she was a little, I don't want to say underwhelmed, but I think when it comes to games like this where it's like, oh, I'm just going to, you know, get somebody and they're going to get me, you know, I don't think she's really that into it. But this time I could tell she's really like giddy and into it. And then she's also like very nervous too. And I think playing the bird asset really kind of like got her too. She's like, now I got to get here and I don't want to hurt, you know, I don't want to get hurt. And like at the end of that, the one game where she had just gotten me or whatever, she was just like, I'm going to die. This stuck. This is stupid. You know? And it's like, no, not necessarily. You just have to, you know, there's a little bit of luck in the combat, but there also is a lot of strategy too. So you have to kind of play it, you know, certain ways. And there's also going to be other location cards too that are going to be included into it too. So it doesn't play the same each time. And it plays for a good replayability for a two-player game. It doesn't take up a lot of table space. I don't think it's that hard to learn. It may take a little bit to just get into kind of the strategy of it, but it's not that hard to learn. And it's pretty, you know, pretty easily played if you just think about it and make the right decisions. So, like I said before, this is kind of their second go at this Kickstarter. I don't think it's super expensive, I don't think. Here, let me check, just because I'm curious. Yeah, so the game's not super expensive. It's only $35. It's a great two-player game. It's got good strategy, good theme. Right now, it's on Kickstarter. It's out of a pledge of $11,500. They're already at $4,800, so it's a good start. They've got 28 days to go as of this recording, which is October 24th of 2024, so I think that's pretty darn good. Hopefully you're willing to check this game out. I really enjoyed it, and I hope you will too if you decide to back it yourself. As always, I am Kurt, and thank you very much for listening. This was the MFG Cast. Take it easy.
This podcast is a proud member of the Legends of Tabletop Broadcast Network. For more gaming-related content, please visit www.legendsoftabletop.com.